WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The Trump administration is putting most employees of the U.S. Agency for International Development on leave and has told its employees working overseas to return home. CBS's Sarah Cook has details on a startling turn of events.
Exceptions will be made for those on mission-critical functions, core leadership, and specifically designated programs. For USAID personnel posted overseas, there is a plan with the State Department in the works for the agency to arrange and pay for return travel to the U.S. within 30 days.
And the UN is warning that President Trump's freeze on humanitarian aid will hit Afghan women especially hard. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb is in Kabul.
The situation for women is not just difficult, it's despondent. Since the Taliban swept back into power, girls over the age of 12 have been barred from public educations, women have been excluded from most jobs, and every day it seems like a new restriction is placed on their lives. Still, the women we've been speaking to have said that they are hopeful for the future because they have to be.
And the Wall Street Journal is reporting the CIA has told all of its employees that if they quit, they can get about 8 months of pay and benefits. Trump says a much-contested piece of land in the Middle East should be American territory.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it.
Trump spoke during a joint press conference at the White House with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Former State Department Middle East negotiator Aaron David Miller is stunned.
In 27 years of working for Republican and Democratic administrations on this issue, I've never, ever heard a press conference by an American president that appeared to be so unfocused, so goofy, and so untethered from reality.
The remains of all 67 victims of the mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport last week have now been recovered. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says the NTSB continues to try to learn why an Army helicopter and a passenger jet collided.
They will continue to pore over the wreckage as it comes to shore and is brought into a secured hangar. They're also building a timeline of all of the actions, about 72 hours in the life of everyone involved in this accident, the pilots of both aircraft, working to understand the maintenance history of those aircraft, the training background of the pilots.
At least 10 people were killed, including the suspected gunman, at a school for young adults in Sweden. This is local journalist Anna Levin. She spoke with the BBC.
It's a very friendly little town. Now it's a town in total shock.
It's the deadliest school attack in Sweden's history. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks get zapped by the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost on the road to the Oklahoma City Thunder, 125-96. Milwaukee missing four of their top players, Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez, Chris Middleton. It was the Bucks' fourth straight loss. Pat Connington.
They're a tremendous team, and that's not a secret. For us, when you're in a game, when you're in a situation like where you're shorthanded and kind of, you know, like we were tonight, you got to think about the things that you can control.
College hoops, the Badgers host the Hoosiers from Indiana tonight in Madison. Greg Gard talked about their win over Northwestern over the weekend.
I didn't think we came really ready to compete right out of the gate on Saturday. So we got that fire lit a little bit. But I thought the group of Janicki, McGee, Amos was out there at time. Obviously, Gilmore did some good things in the first half. We got some energy going and got our juices going a little bit with that group off the bench. And that sometimes we need that.
That's Wisconsin's head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. A new reboot is on the way, which is not a surprise, as Hollywood seems determined to remake everything it's ever done. This time, it's a new iteration of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Star of the original, Sarah Michelle Gellar, will be part of the cast, but not the central focus. This is the second attempt at a reboot. One in 2018 did not quite make it to the little screen. When and if the show drops, it will premiere on Hulu. During a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, actress Nicole Kidman told the host about her favorite keepsake, the handwritten lyrics to Elton John's famous song, Your Song. Kidman was one of the stars of Moulin Rouge, in which the song was featured and sang by Ewan McGregor. Your Song has been covered many times over the years. Great tune. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. No shortage of clouds overnight. Lows in the upper single digits. Our winds light. Snow will develop on Wednesday, especially in the afternoon. We'll see accumulation staying well under an inch, with afternoon highs in the upper 20s. Right now, it's 1.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV writer and executive producer of The Soup, KP Anderson, and comedian Ben Katzner drops by to discuss his upcoming show in Green Bay. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 till 8. 93.5 The Tap.
Car. Please join me and help save lives this racing season. Visit RedCrossRacing.com to find a Red Cross blood drive near you and make your appointment to donate.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So the ongoing dismantling of America is underway. Donald Trump, according to the Washington Post, Donald Trump is preparing an executive order aimed at eventually closing the Education Department and in the short term dismantling it from within, according to three people briefed on its contents. The work is already underway. The new administration has been trying to reduce the workforce by putting scores of employees on administrative leave and pressuring staff to voluntarily quit. See, here's what's going on. Donald Trump wants to cut taxes for billionaires. His tax cut is expiring this year. And he knows that the Democrats in the Senate will filibuster any effort to pass another tax cut. So he's going to have to pass it the same way he did the last one, through a process called reconciliation. Reconciliation is only available to legislation that has to do with money, and it must be what's called revenue neutral. In other words, it can't raise the national debt. It could lower the national debt, but it can't raise it. And so if Trump wants to borrow another $2 trillion or $3 trillion, or if he wants to hand himself and Musk and all the other billionaires around him, if he wants to hand them another couple trillion dollars, which he very much wants to do, he's got to kill off a couple trillion dollars worth of federal expenditures somewhere else so that that money can go to billionaire tax cuts. Now, he doesn't have to do the billionaire tax cuts until the end of the year, because that's when the current billionaire tax cuts expire. Because, the other thing about reconciliation, it's only good for 10 years. That's why his tax cuts are expiring right now, or at the end of this year. So if he wants to have another 10-year cycle of another $3 to $5 trillion in tax cuts for billionaires, he's got to figure out a way to get rid of $3 to $5 trillion in government expenditures. So shut down USAID. Shut down the CDC, shut down the Department of Education, lay off tens of thousands of federal employees, maybe hundreds of thousands of federal employees, close these programs. Every 10, 20, 30 billion dollars that they can save, and I put that in scare quotes, is money that they can hand off to billionaires in the form of tax cuts. That's what's going on here. Let's be very clear about this. That's what's going on here. And that's why they're going at it with the meat axe. And they don't care who gets hurt as long as it's little people. You'll notice they're not going after the program that is funding SpaceX. They're not going after the federal programs that fund and support Starlink. They're not going after any federal programs that subsidize or support Tesla. They're going after the programs that support average working people and kids in schools and poor people all around the world. So here we have now Dodge staffers have gained access to multiple sensitive internal systems, the people said, including a financial aid data set that contains the personal information for millions of students enrolled in the federal student aid program. 20 people from Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency have begun working inside the Education Department looking at staff. Now, this is a department that administers federal grant programs, including $18.4 billion in Title I money. Title I money goes to disabled kids and both physically and intellectually disabled kids. So if you've got a special needs child, Title I pays for their education. That's $18 billion. That's $18 billion that Elon Musk could have as a tax cut. It also funds high-poverty K through 12 schools. There's another $115 billion program for students with disabilities. There's also a $1.6 trillion federal student loan program. Gee, if we can move that over to the banks so that they can make all the profit and get that out of the way, you know, that might be a great one. The Department of Education is also in charge with enforcing civil rights laws that bar discrimination in federally funded schools on the basis of race or sex. And of course, you know, as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said this morning, you can take the apartheid out of the boy, but you can't take, you can take the boy out of apartheid, but you can't take the apartheid out of the boy. Meanwhile, the CDC's websites are being shut down left and right. Between Friday and Tuesday, this from The Guardian, Carter Sherman. Between Friday and Tuesday, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention resources for tracking, preventing, and treating HIV, handling sexually transmitted infections, and prescribing contraception have flickered in and out of existence. A guide to gender-affirming care in young people, once hosted on the website of the Office of the Assistant Secretary of Health, is gone. The National Institutes of Health website for the Office of Research on Women's Health is gone. Nancy Krieger, a professor of epidemiology at Harvard, says science is disappearing from U.S. websites. The work of government-sponsored science is disappearing. The data sets are disappearing. This analysis, this is all based on a New York Times piece, by the way. The New York Times analysis found some 8,000 pages from more than a dozen government websites have been taken down in recent days. The CDC and Census Bureau websites appear to be among the hardest hit. As of Tuesday, census.gov was still unusable. Krieger says if you're going to do replicable, reproducible science, you need access to the data. You have to have the data from the past. But hey, who gives a damn about science? And scientists brace for the worst. This is also from The Guardian by Oliver Millman, as Trump purges climate mentions from websites. Again, you know, the Republican Party is funded by fossil fuel billionaires. Fossil fuel billionaires have paid for much of the infrastructure that is, you know, that supports the GOP, from ALEC to the Heritage Foundation. It just goes on and on and on. All of these right-wing think tanks and systems, many of them, not all of them, but many of them, probably most of them, have the fingerprints of fossil fuel billionaires all over them. So, of course, Republicans are going to pretend that there's no such thing as global warming, so the fossil fuel billionaires can continue to extract as much fossil fuel as they can out of the ground and burn it into the air and make as much profit as they can so they can kick back some of that profit to the Republican Party and the individual Republican members of Congress. And so now here we have the Department of Defense's website has been scrapped, the climate portal, as has the climate change section on the Department of State. The climate content on the U.S. Agriculture Department has been removed, so farmers will no longer get information on how to deal with, you know, what's happening with climate change. An entire section on climate and sustainability hosted by the Department of Transportation has now vanished. Sean Duffy is the transportation secretary. He says the administration is focused on eliminating excessive regulations that have hindered economic growth, increased costs for American families, and prioritized far-left agendas over practical solutions. Right. You get the BS here? What they're really trying to do is increase profits for the fossil fuel industry, because the fossil fuel industry is one of the major funders of the GOP. It's really that simple. As Michael Mann said, you know, the climate scientist at the University of Pennsylvania has been a frequent guest on this program. He said, we should plan for the worst. The keys to the car have been given to the polluters and fossil fuel plutocrats, and they intend to drive it off the climate cliff. And he points out that, you know, down in Florida, Ron DeSantis outlawed any government website mentioning climate change. And he believes that the Trump administration is going to do the same thing at the federal level. Federally funded highways, hospitals, schools, and other infrastructure will no longer have to adhere to tougher standards to withstand fiercer floods and storms. And while online information on the climate crisis is being scrubbed, this appears to be doing little to slow the crisis itself. Last month was the hottest January ever recorded globally by a sizable margin, scientists say, following on 2023 breaking records for heat as well. Mind-boggling. So what's going on with Ukraine and USAID? I'll tell you about that after the break. And RFK Jr.'s anti-vax group paid $1 million, or nearly $1 million, to women who accused him of sexual misconduct.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Bill Cassidy saying, yes, I support this guy. Yeah, right.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
If
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms. For non-religious free thinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today. Or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today to protect the rights of freethinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply. ffrf.us/Hartman.
The shadow of fascism drapes the land. We see or shake the dictator's
21
hand.
Minutes past the hour, and this is amazing. The U.S. Agency for International Development, there's two federal departments that have been funneling money and resources, physical stuff as well, to Ukraine. The first, of course, is the Pentagon. We've been sending weapons to Ukraine. All of those weapons shipments kind of pretty much wrapped up with the end of the Biden administration. The other is the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID. And USAID, when we decided to give billions of dollars to Ukraine to deal with the attacks from Russia, and this is, you know, like to feed people, to keep their schools running, to keep their government running, to rebuild their roads, to rebuild their power systems, this is all aid development, developmental aid. This is all, this is, and it's all coming through USAID. It is, aid to Ukraine right now is 61% of USAID's budget. Because, you know, when the Biden administration decided that they were going to give all this support to Ukraine, they did it through USAID. The 10,000 employees at USAID right now are staying home because Elon Musk told them to stay home. The money is not going out. And in Ukraine, they are scrambling. This is the headline over at Reuters. Ukraine aid groups cut services, scramble for cash after U.S. funding shock. It just goes right across the board of the damage that is being done in Ukraine to Ukrainians. Reuters notes, since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022, the U.S. has been a major supplier of both military and developmental aid assistance. USAID has provided Ukraine with $2.6 billion in humanitarian aid, $5 billion in development assistance, and more than $30 billion in direct budget support, according to the agency. Now, that's $37 billion. The agency only has a $60-some-odd billion budget. Many local communities in Ukraine rely on aid and donor support to fund initiatives in education, health, energy, agriculture, and infrastructure. The United States was a development partner in more than 100 projects in Ukraine, ranging from investment and exports to sponsoring media, enhancing energy supplies, and supporting veterans, young people, and scientists. All frozen right now because of Donald Trump and Elon Musk. Meanwhile, a woman who worked with the anti-vaccine nonprofit run by Bob Kennedy accused him of sexual misconduct and was paid nearly $1 million as part of an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, in 2020, according to multiple sources telling this to Mediaite. Diana Falzone reporting about this over at Mediaite.com. When asked about it, when he was asked by Senate Democrats about at least two of these misconduct claims against him, these allegations of sexual misconduct. He said he wouldn't share the details of the agreements. He said, "Twice I have been targeted by frivolous, unfounded allegations, which I strenuously denied at the time and continue to deny. I entered into confidentiality and non-disclosure agreements to prohibit these individuals from continuing to make these allegations." Oh, and you gave him $1 million, or almost $1 million, too. The payout was a high six-figure sum, under $1 million, sources said. This is a children's health defense, where he was the chairman up until announcing his run for president. And then again, this from media, I quote, "Kennedy has faced several allegations of misconduct. In July, a woman who Kennedy employed as a babysitter for his children in the late 90s accused him publicly of multiple instances of sexual misconduct, including groping her against her will. Kennedy said he did not remember the incident." Then there's his affair with Olivia Nuzzi, the New York Magazine correspondent. And in October, Mediaite reported that at least three women claimed to have had romantic relationships with Kennedy in the last year. And this morning, the Senate committee that he was before just voted him out. Just said, okay, cool. Well, we're going to send his nomination to the House, and everybody can vote on this and decide if they want Bob Kennedy running all of our health, all of our welfare, you know, all of our health services. If we want this guy who wrote this in just crazy book, he sent me a copy of it with a note, you know, in it saying, you know, read this and see what you think. And I've known Bob for years, and so I actually read his book, and or at least a good chunk of it. And it just makes these wild allegations about Anthony Fauci. It was just, you know, it was just a hit job on Fauci. And I sent him back a note saying, I'm sorry, I can't endorse the book, and I'm not going to, you know, put you on as a guest about it. It's incredible that this guy, who has this long history of believing this one study that was done on fewer than two dozen kids 20-some-odd years ago that suggested there was a relationship between vaccines and autism. Autism typically starts showing up around the age of two. And, you know, that's when kids get vaccinated. So they said, oh, there must be a connection. Well, there have been dozens of studies done since then showing that there's absolutely no connection between vaccines and autism. There's something going on. We have, you know, an explosion of autism. But is it vaccines? Doesn't appear to be. But still, he's going to be running our science.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Unless Bill Cassidy or somebody else has a change of conscience, and I'm not holding my breath on that. These Republicans are terrified of Trump. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls after this.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief. The Trump administration is closing the U.S. Agency for International Development and has ordered its employees working overseas to return to the U.S. CBS's Sarah Cook.
The agency will consider case-by-case exceptions and return travel extensions based on personal or family hardship, mobility, or safety concerns.
President Trump wants the Gaza Strip to be American territory.
We have an opportunity to do something that could be phenomenal. And I don't want to be cute, I don't want to be a wise guy, but the Riviera of the Middle East, this could be something that could be so bad, this could be so magnificent.
The NTSB has a lot more work to do before it can determine why a helicopter and a plane collided near Reagan National Airport. Here, CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
They say in order, though, to really make progress on the data recorder from the Black Hawk helicopter, that they need to verify some things with the helicopter itself, meaning they need the wreckage out of the water.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Bucks get zapped by the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost on the road to the Oklahoma City Thunder, 125-96. Milwaukee missing four of their top players, Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez, Chris Middleton. It was the Bucks' fourth straight loss. Pat Connington.
They're a tremendous team, and that's not a secret. For us, when you're in a game, when you're in a situation like where you're shorthanded and kind of, you know, like we were tonight, you got to think about the things that you can control.
College hoops, the Badgers host the Hoosiers from Indiana tonight in Madison. Greg Gard talked about their win over Northwestern over the weekend.
I didn't think we came really ready to compete right out of the gate on Saturday. So we got that fire lit a little bit. But I thought the group of Janicki, McGee, Amos was out there at time. Obviously, Gilmore did some good things in the first half. We got some energy going and got our juices going a little bit with that group off the bench. And that's sometimes we need that.
That's Wisconsin's head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. No shortage of clouds overnight. Lows in the upper single digits. Our winds light. Snow will develop on Wednesday, especially in the afternoon. We'll see accumulation staying well under an inch with afternoon highs in the upper 20s. Right now, it's 1.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as our friend Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio is along with Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project, and we'll take on what's worse involving the dreaded self-checkout. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Your money back. So let me get started with my special discount. I got you 20% off your first order. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. Past the hour. Welcome back. Amazing. The Trump's trade war, the authoritarian powers. I mean, it's just incredible. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Hey, I've been wondering about this USAID thing for literally years. And I always wanted to ask you because I have a lot of respect for the knowledge you've acquired on these things. But it just seemed too trivial. You know, I'm like, Tom Hartman's not going to want to answer my question. But here's the thing is their conservatives, generally speaking, from my observation, have always hated USAID, and I couldn't figure out why. Like when I was in Iraq, I know, there was a shortage of eggs, right? Well, in the neighborhood of Iraq, Iran produces the most eggs. Now, why was there a shortage of eggs? Because we blew up the few chicken processing things Iraq had under
As
Saddam.
As part of our shock, right? Shock and awe campaign, yeah.
Well, you know, chicken, it can be used for biological weapons as well. But anywho, none of the plants I saw, and like I said, Iraq didn't have a whole lot, but the plants I saw were just, they were for, you know, making consumer chicken stuff, right?
Right.
And they had no biological weapons use. Now, the thing is USAID came in and they said, look, we use cell phones from Iran, so we might as well buy eggs from Iran. Okay, the price is right. You know, and I thought that's what it was. But now I'm not so sure because of this sovereign wealth fund thing that Scott Bessent and Howard Lutnick are behind, you know, advising Trump to start the United States on a sovereign wealth fund. And this is the part that's going to get on your nerves, Tom, because there are some Democrats that want a sovereign wealth fund as well, America to have one. Mm-hmm. Now, I think it's more like, remember that time you were saying if Russia invaded and your neighbor was a racist and you guys had to fight the Russians, you would just suck it up and fight alongside a racist? All right. That's sort of the same deal. I think Trump and Elon Musk and these billionaires, they do not want to share what they consider weapons with guys like me and you. They want to, in USAID, they don't want any sort of bureaucratic rules.
You're making it far more complicated than it needs to be. Conservatives hate USAID and have for years and years and years because it sends money mostly to black people and brown people. It's really that simple.
Well, yeah. And okay,
I mean, we're saving the lives of millions, of tens of millions of people a year around the world. And it's getting us alliances. And that's why, you know, and it's incredible, the bang for the buck. I mean, a $60 billion agency, that's chump change. That's a rounding error in the federal budget. But it has, you know, several dozen vital countries tied to us rather than to China or Russia. And now, of course, you know, now that Trump has cut them off, where are they going to go? They need help. They're going to go to China and Russia. And guess who's enthusiastic about giving them that help? Xi is beside himself. He's so giddy about this. Putin is out there bragging about it, you know, saying, oh, yeah, they're all going to bow down to Donald Trump. This is what's going on, Dave, is conservatives hate USAID and always have because it gives money to black and brown people. And you know, I think it's just that simple. And now, of course, because it gives money to Ukraine, half of its budget is going to Ukraine.
Well, let me add this, Tom. Over the weekend, it got very little attention, but Trump fired six high-level Justice Department international cyber criminal sleuths. okay? And then Rubio negotiated a deal with Nayib Bukele down in El Salvador to house American prisoners. Tom, right. You, me, and Kenyatta, when we're in prison for political reasons, we're going to be down in El Salvador. God Look, forbid. Man.
Well, and now Trump is preparing Guantanamo. He's setting Gitmo up for 30,000 Americans to be, or he says immigrants, to be stuck down there. I mean, this was when Hitler built Dachau. It was, oh yeah, these are for the foreigners. We're gonna get the non-Germans out of here. We've seen this movie before. Dave, thanks for the call. Carol in Manassas, Pennsylvania. Hey, Carol, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Can you hear me all right?
Just fine. Yes.
Okay. I have a message for Ronald Reagan. It's no longer morning in America. It's now midnight in America.
It's MOURNING in America.
Pardon?
It's MOURNING.
Yeah, both. Yes, both ways. I have a comment, but I want to address something that your previous caller mentioned. She said that her Social Security had been cut by some amount. I had a woman call me last night who had the same problem.
Really?
Not only had her Social Security check been cut by a fair amount, but she had lost most of her food stamps. She had been on disability as well for a while.
Uh-huh.
And that concerns me. Mine doesn't come in for another week or so, so I don't
right.
know.
Same here.
But I think it's important to realize that there are Social Security cuts being chopped off, not eliminated, but cut.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how that can be.
You know, it might
talk over you. It's because I can't hear you.
Yeah, it's
my phone. I don't know what's wrong with it.
No, that's
but
that's
what
okay,
I wanted to say, my comment is this. I understand that every Republican is prepared to vote for Robert Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And if he is elected to office, our health and the health of the world is in great danger. And I'm very concerned not only about that man's being accepted, but all of them. I mean, he made some insane choices.
Yeah.
And not only do we now have a psychotic, insane, sadistic president, we have a cabinet that's just about as bad. And I'm very concerned about that. And I would like to, I'm going to take you off the phone and listen to you on the TV.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Carol. Yeah, I totally get it. And I share your concerns. I don't know what I can add to that. The Social Security thing, it's entirely possible that, you know, these are just a couple of anecdotal reports that are not a trend. But let's see, over the next week or two, you know, people call in, let us know if your Social Security check has been delayed or has been reduced. You know, if Medicare is not getting paid, if something's going wrong, maybe we can have an early warning system here. So we'll see. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's on your mind today?
Well, let me say first, Tom, I don't know if we're going to have a bad connection here because the feed that I'm getting on your end is really being broken up. So hopefully you can hear me okay.
Oh, you sound fine, Kenyatta.
Great. Listen, as spectacularly stunning and burlesque Donald Trump's actions have been domestically, in a mere 2 weeks, it seems like it's been 2 years already.
Yeah.
You know, I hope folks don't become distracted by the distractions. And let me tell you, let me elucidate what I'm talking about here. In 2016, when he was first elected, everyone worried he would start a war. And I've mentioned to you before during the election or the campaigns for the election that whoever was elected or selected would be a wartime president. Now, Trump's already started a war. He started a global trade war. I'm very, very concerned that Trump will foment shooting wars in particularly Iran via Israel and potentially in South and or Central America. You know, with the Panama Canal stuff, he's got Marco Rubio, this pervert Hegsmith. I mean, I'm not lost for words being a wordsmith too often, but this is spectacular. It just really is.
It truly is.
And I wanted to mention to you, speaking of 2016, you may recall in 2016, maybe you don't, you and I had a very deep conversation talking about the nuclear clock. In 2016, the nuclear clock, or the doomsday clock as it's known, was at 3 minutes to midnight, the closest it's ever been. That was 9 years ago. Tom, do you know it's almost half that now? It's at 89 seconds to midnight.
I know. I saw the announcement, what was it, last Thursday, I think. Yeah, yeah, I get it, Kenyatta. I remember, and I don't think you're old enough to remember, but I remember the Cuban Missile Crisis and being afraid that, you know, we were all going to get wiped off the face of the earth. This seems to me like a far greater and more existential crisis than back in 62 and or 63, whatever year it was. And, you know, it's why I show up every day. It's why I'm here talking. I know it's why you're writing your newsletter over on Substack. It's we need to wake people up. We need to keep this, get this country on track and solve its problems rather than, you know, what Trump is trying to do, which is take us back to the 19th century. It's crazy. Kenyatta, it's always nice to hear from you. Thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
The Democratic state attorneys general are telling people, if you're a federal worker, don't take the buyout that Musk is offering. It may be BS. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code Tom.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Donald Trump did not campaign on stopping Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors. He did not tell you he was going to cut road safety projects or state-based homeland security initiatives. But that was always the plan. And while a judge late yesterday hit the pause button, it has been a busy 18 hours as people and agencies and businesses took in that gut punch.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
I was tangled in the headlines, caught up in the noise. The weight of the world had stolen my joys. I grabbed my coat, left my phone behind. Told myself it's time to unwind. The city fades as the highway bends. The air turns clean where the pavement ends. Go find your mountain, your valley, your stream, where the air feels lighter and your soul can dream. When the world feels heavy, let it all fall away. There's peace in the wild where the trees softly sway.
Welcome back, 51 minutes past the hour, picking up the calls here. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Just a couple of things I thought of while I was on hold, that DEI equals E Pluribus Unum, and that...
out of many, one?
DEI is almost the same thing as E Pluribus Unum.
Oh, yeah, out of many... comes one. Out of diversity right. comes unity. Yes, absolutely. Excellent point, Bill.
Right. Right. And I don't know why people don't push that one. It's on the money.
Well, but, it requires a little thought. But, yeah, I get it.
Right. And the other thing in terms of cosmetics, you should invest in lipsticks because that's what sold really well during the Depression. That's what women could afford for cosmetics. Huh. The other thing is that Musk is... Trump's new Pence. In other words, Trump, you know, is a lazy, you know, son of whatever, and he does no work. He's got his executive time, and he won't even read anything. He said he didn't read the 2025 thing and everything. Right. And when Trump was first interviewed, when he first entered the presidency the first time, a reporter asked him, so what are you going to do about domestic politics? I mean, domestic...
policy.
Domestic. Yeah, he said, well, Pence will be taking care of that.
Right.
And he said, what about foreign policy? He said, oh, well, Pence is going to take care of that, too.
Right.
And the reporter said to him, well, what are you going to do? He says, I'm going to make America great. And Pence is doing the same thing, except for he is a monarch. You know, corporations are monarchies.
Mm. Yeah.
And every dollar they see belongs to them.
Yep.
And there you got the problem. Number one, Trump is lazy and doesn't read anything, doesn't care. And he brought in this guy who's not even legal. I understand he came into this country illegally, too. He overstayed
his
visa.
That's one story. Yeah, it may be true. I can't vouch for it.
Apparently,
he was here on a student visa and ceased to be a student. Yeah.
Right. And federal workers make up 20% of the GDP. So it's going to take a big hit on our GDP if he starts eliminating workers.
In large numbers, yeah. Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
So,
right.
And mostly it's going to hit Washington, mm-hmm. D.C., which is, you know, a blue city, so Trump doesn't care.
Right. And you know, you commented on Koch's 1980 platform, and this pretty much fills the bill what they're after.
I think you're absolutely right, Bill. I do think that David Koch was way ahead of the curve here and has been the inspiration of the GOP ever since. Thank you, Bill. Jeremiah in Alexandria, Virginia, speaking of the D.C. area. Hey, Jeremiah, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. How's it going today?
Good. What's up?
Good, good. So just I was kind of mulling what was going on with Elon Musk and this whole takeover between him and these, you know, 20-year-old kids that are basically hackers at the Department of Treasury. And I was digging around a little bit, and I found a what could possibly be like a playbook model that they might be following, and that is Viktor Orban. After he came to power, he basically started pilfering people's pensions to pay for what he said was the national debt. And it's like, I mean, there's a lot of people around here, as you know, the government employee sector is huge in this area.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are in fear of, you know, obviously not only losing their jobs, but, you know, I'm thinking even these people that, you know, they're retired or, you know, could take an early retirement. I mean, that gives these guys access to pilfer their pensions, to pilfer Social Security, military benefits, like all this stuff that could basically just become the Doge piggy bank for whatever they want to use it for. And it's, you know, it's pretty concerning. But, yeah, I looked it up. I, you know, found some stuff on Reuters and everything. And that's basically what Viktor Orban was doing. And we all know how
Orban's not only the model. He came over here and spoke at a CPAC meeting down in Dallas, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and explicitly said, you need to do what I did in Hungary. He said, you need to start suing the media and shut down the state media, NPR, and replace it with media owned by your right-wing oligarchs, by your friends. And replace your judges and, you know, just take over. And that's what's going on right now. Yeah, you're absolutely right. This Viktor Orban is the model. In fact, that's my article today over at HartmanReport.com. I agree. Jeremiah, thank you. Randy in Ackworth, Georgia. Hey, Randy, what's on your mind today?
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Hartman from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to disagree with you, and I may be misspoken, but yesterday, I think toward the end of your program, you had said that no news organization had reported on the disruption in Los Angeles.
So what did I miss, Randy?
I'm sorry?
What did I miss? Who is reporting on it?
Well, no. But I actually did see it on the 5 last night. And my question to you is, do you think shutting down a freeway is a successful way to protest? And I've got another question after you answer that.
Well, history suggests that it is, It's, you know, protest, if it's not disruptive, tends to be ignored. You know, shutting down the Edmund Pettus Bridge, for example, brought us the Civil Rights Act of 1964. So, yeah, I absolutely think it is. Randy, thank you for the call. It's we're hitting the top of the hour here. On the other side of this break, Donald Trump's trade war, authoritarian power, oligarchs. Trump's guy at the Treasury just shut down the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And State Farm wants an emergency 22% rate hike on house insurance in California. And yet they're making billions.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me this week as we talk to my friend and national figure Adam Kinzinger in what will be certain to be an incredible conversation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Police in New Albany, Ohio, north of Columbus, say there's been a shooting at a warehouse. Here's WBNS-TV's Yolanda Harris.
Less than five people have been transported to area hospitals, and that's from New Albany Police giving us that update. What we do know right now is that, an active shooter situation took place.
There could be more victims inside the warehouse, which police are working to clear with the help of a drone. A proposal out of nowhere from a joint White House press conference with President Trump and Israel's leader.
Prime Minister Netanyahu praised the president.
You see things others refuse to see. You say things others refuse to say. And on after the jaws drop, people scratch their heads and they say, you know, he's right.
President Trump says he wants the U.S. to take ownership of the Gaza Strip.